B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Speaking of local sportsmen, a great local sportsman on the line with us right now. You can, speaking of podcasts, you can't miss the Gun on One podcast. Our man will be doing a pregame show on Sunday from Name This Bar and Restaurant, Street Road, Ben Salem. The great D-Gun. D-Gun!
My man, you may have the best transitions of anybody I know. I love how smooth you are in your transition.
That comes from writing, because you have to have transition sentences. Yeah. No, well, seriously, it's funny how crafts kind of blend together. And I always tell people that, like, you know, if you want to do this, it's good to have a writing background because it'll help you, especially on deadline, because it helps you think, it helps you formulate words, and that transition is a part of it.
And not only that, but to be quick on your feet. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of people in our industry that can't process quickly. You know what I mean? It takes them a little longer. But, you know, when you have that writing background and when you have a job where you have a deadline every day, you know, the clock doesn't stop for you to wait. There are a lot of industries where, you know, you can push things off until a later day. But in our business, radio, TV, it's the now moment, and you better be prepared.
And that is the perfect transition to Nick Sirianni. Speaking of being quick on your feet, you know, let's talk about this Eagles offense and Sirianni and Jalen and where we're at with those two. I'm curious what you think now, because Sunday was a tough game.
Yeah, just when we thought we had figured Sirianni out, you know, now we're back at the drawing board trying to figure out exactly what he's thinking. You know, people said he should have run the ball more. Well, they ran the ball 33 times. I thought they could have run it maybe a little bit more earlier, but when I look back at the play chart, it wasn't all that bad.
I know. I had the same reaction, to be honest with you. Yep.
Did you?
Yep.
See, my biggest concern is, and I understand the running game dominates the passing game, but you've got to implement some more. It can't just be Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert in your passing game. You've got to find a way to spread the wealth. When you look at offensive football now, you know, quarterbacks are dinking and dunking at 10, 11 different guys in the game. You know, you can't have your primary receivers two targets here, three targets there, and your backup targets one if you're lucky, two if you're lucky. Yeah, it's got to be a little bit more diversified. I don't know how they do that, because what has kept them in this playoff conversation is the ability to run the football with authority. But there's going to come a point in time, and I believe it's going to be either against one or both of those Washington games, where he's going to have to put the ball up more than he runs the ball. And can Jalen Hurts win you a game by throwing the ball more than they run the ball at this point? And I'm not sure of that, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I you know, again, that was the troubling thing. And here's, you look at Devontae Smith, you brought it up. Forget the other guys for a second. Devontae Smith has to get the ball more.
Like
you watch these other guys. Like you watch Deontay Johnson, say, in Pittsburgh. He gets 13 targets a game, right?
And Ben,
and Ben is shot. And they got Claypool, right? They got Najee Harris. They have three credible receivers and a big time running back, and Deontay Johnson still gets that kind of volume. Devontae Smith needs to get more volume.
Yeah, I'm looking at his numbers over the past four games. He has a grand total of 15 catches the last four games. That's not enough. He's averaging like five targets over the last four games. That's not enough for your high profile. And we agree. We've agreed from the first game, this kid is a star in the making.
Yeah.
Well, you got to let that star shine.
Yeah. 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 Which means the quarterback has to find him and has to deliver. Look, you know, he missed him on that play. We talked about it. That last play. Yeah. You know what? Rager should have bailed him out, but he missed him early.
He missed him early. And people out there are countering with, well, did you see the safety? If he delivers that ball as Devonta's turning, the safety can't get over there. I don't care if you're Deion Sanders. You're not getting over there to help defend on that play. It's lights out, game's over.
Yeah,
Devonta Smith
makes
that catch, it's lights out, game over.
Yeah.
He missed him. And then other people said, well, did you notice the DN was at his feet? Well, he stepped up. He still had time to throw the ball to Devonta Smith, and he missed him a second time. The safety was not going to get over there in time to defend on that play.
I agree with you, man.
He has to do a better job. He has to do a better job of surveying the field. This is driving me nuts. He locks in too much on his primary target, and it's a red flag because even an average secondary is good enough to read the eyes of a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
No, and listen, by like you're going to have to throw it to win it in this league. It's great that they run for 20 yards, and it's all well and good. But you can't make a living at quarterback by exposing yourself like that in the run game. But you can't run that much, and he takes shots. The Giants hit him on Sunday. You can't do that week in, week out.
You know, you can say what you want to say about the Giants' defense in general, and it is bad. But I give them credit for one thing that not many have been able to do. They devised a game plan to keep him in a corral and not let him just get outside and run at will. And I thought they did a very good job of being disciplined. Now, we know this is a copycat league. Will the Jets try to implement some of the same things to keep themselves in this game? Because we believe on paper, the Eagles should blow this Jets team out, but I keep looking at the fact that the Jets, you know, they have a couple of quality wins this year. You know, they beat a pretty good Titans team at one point. You know, so yes, they're bad. They beat a good Bengals team. You know, so the Jets are capable of creeping up on you. Their quarterback situation is a mess, just like the Giants. They have good receivers that they haven't utilized this season much. They don't have the capability of running the ball like the Giants do, but they have some good defensive players in the front seven. The back end's a little messed up, but the front seven is decent. And they're going to come after Jalen Hurts on Sunday.
Mm. Yeah,
so what are you going to do? You need to bury this.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. No, no, but listen. Without a doubt, like you that game can't be a sweat. Like you got to win that game, and then you got four left, right? And you got to figure a way. I hear, and Washington scares me. You always watch them Monday night.
I'm telling you.
They're good. They have talent. I thought they were going to be better. Yeah.
Yes. Ron Rivera, the last three games, has that defense playing the way we thought it was going to be playing at the outset of the season. That defense is finally gelled. Now, you know, the quarterback is not a great quarterback, but he's an efficient quarterback. He doesn't turn the ball over. And look at the way Washington has been running the football the last three or four games.
Yeah.
They're doing something similar to what the Eagles are doing. It's ground and pound. They're controlling the clock. They're very effective in a running game. And they're minimizing the mistakes a quarterback can make. The difference is that quarterback over there, obviously a little bit more experienced, is able to go from sideline to sideline in his read progression and find targets. And they've got some decent pass catchers over there. So you're right. Those two games scare me a little bit more than they should have.
Yep. Yep. I feel you. I do. Now, Sunday, you and Devon pregame show, name this restaurant and sports bar. We'll have it named by Sunday. So looking forward to that.
Man, if the name is not Gun Runners, I'm walking back and forth in the parking lot for an hour, and I'm filing protest.
Talk to Tripodi. Talk to John. That's his place, all right? Say, yo, John. Gun Runners, man. That's what we do.
Hey, look, he's a good friend of yours, and you have professed openly your love for D-Gun. I expect you to put in a word for me since you have clout at that place.
I got nothing. I got nothing. I do like the name. You know what? Like, it should be a drink, right?
Gun Runner?
Like the Rum Runner, the Gun Runner. Like, that should be a drink. That should be a cocktail. I'll get you a cocktail. How about that?
All right. If you can do that for me, all right, I will profess my loyalty to that environment.
All right, done. That's a deal, brother. All right, I'll be listening Sunday like I always do, my brother. And who's on your podcast, the Gun On One?
Well, next week, I'm still waiting to find out. I don't want to tip my hand just yet, but I'm trying to track them down. I haven't heard back from them yet. But if somebody that we know in this market is a former Eagle player, and I'm trying to track him down, but I still have two or three options if I can't get him. So okay. I don't want to tip my hand just yet. But, hey, I want to thank everybody out there who listens to the Gun On One podcast. You know, we've surpassed 60,000 downloads. We're getting close, you know, anywhere from 900 to 2,000, 3,000 listeners a week. And so everything's going great, man. And I appreciate you always out there promoting it for me.
Brother, it's great. And everybody should listen to it. It's fantastic.
I appreciate you, brother.
I'll talk to you next week, babe. All right,
man. You enjoy your
birds,
weekend.
D-Gun. Thanks, buddy. Here he is, D-Gun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.